Top tips for the TOEIC LNR test. Unit 1. Part 1 and Part 2. Part 1. Exercise. A.
A woman's getting into her car.
B.
Many people are standing outside the building.
C.
A car's turning into the parking lot.
D.
There are several cars in the parking lot.
Exercise 1. 1.
Some people are participating in a meeting.
2.
There's a woman with long hair.
3.
They're sitting around a table.
4.
There are some screens in the room.
5.
There are various items on the table.
Exercise 2. A.
There are laptops on the table.
B.
They're having a meeting.
C.
A woman's reading a book.
D.
Two women are standing together.
Exercise 3. Number 1. A.
They're cleaning the floor.
B.
The man and woman are jogging.
C.
Two people are playing music.
D.
The man and woman are dancing.
Number 2. A. There are flowers right next to a cup. B. There's a cup between two women on the table. C. There are two women drinking from cups. D. One of the women is seated at the table. Exercise 1. 1.
The man is sitting on the floor.
2.
The girls are drawing together.
3.
Two people are looking at a screen.
4.
The younger girl is lying on the floor.
5.
There are some pencils on the sofa.
Exercise 2. Number 1. A.
One woman's typing on a computer.
B.
The women are across the table from one another.
C.
One woman standing and the other is sitting.
D.
Two women are seated on one side of the table.
Number 2. A.
There's a car parked in the garage.
B.
The car doors are both open.
C.
Two people are facing each other.
D.
The top is down on the car.
Part 2. Exercise.
Is your assistant out on vacation?
A.
Yes, I had a very good time.
B.
No, he's at a sales conference this week.
C.
I can recommend a good place.
Wake up. 1.
What are you going to bring to the party?
2.
When are the meetings with the team?
3.
Where did you put the tickets?
4.
Where's Anne going tomorrow?
5.
Who decided the agenda for the meeting?
6. When's Tom coming back from London? 7. How did he spend the money? 8. What do you want to do today? 9. Why did you choose that one? 10. What did you tell Jim? Exercise 1. Number 1.
Shall we discuss it with an ad agency?
A.
Sure, I'll make some calls.
B.
This ad isn't very well done.
C.
Yes, that's what we discussed.
Number 2.
What time is your flight tomorrow?
A.
Sorry, I don't have time.
B.
The flight was very nice, thank you.
C.
I think it's at 8.
Exercise 2. Number 1.
Where do we keep the large envelopes?
A. Yes, the envelope is large enough. B. I can keep it for you for a while. C. They're in the storage room. Number 2. Is the board meeting this month or next month? A.
I'm pretty sure it's next month.
B.
I can give you the board next month.
C.
I'll take care of it for you this month.
Exercise 1. Number 1.
Who's going on the trip tomorrow?
A.
I think it can wait until tomorrow.
B.
Actually, it's being cancelled.
C.
I've never been there before.
Number 2.
Do you have a strategy for your speech?
A.
Well, I'm going to begin with a joke.
B.
The speech was a great success.
C.
Yes, that's a good strategy indeed.
Exercise 2. Number 1.
Who's taking over the London office?
A.
I haven't heard.
B.
A lot of people work in that office.
C.
It's pretty far away.
Number 2.
Are you going to the meeting this afternoon?
A. I like to meet new people. B. What meeting? C. I haven't met anyone today. Exercise 1. Number 1. It looks like rain, doesn't it? A.
It was cancelled due to rain.
B.
Yes, it's going to rain any minute now.
C.
No, it didn't rain at all last night.
Number 2.
We're running out of paper.
A.
I'll call the supplier right away.
B.
Sure, I'll run with you.
C.
My paper says something else.
Exercise 2. Number 1.
You saw the agenda I sent you, didn't you?
A.
It's your first order of business.
B.
Sorry, I haven't checked my email yet.
C.
I'll get it to you just as soon as I finish.
Number 2.
I'm taking the bus because my car is in the shop this week.
A.
I'd be happy to give you a lift to work.
B.
That shop has some of my favorite kitchen items.
C.
I think the bus costs more on weekends.
Mini practice test. Part 1. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your textbook. A.
The woman's walking around the kitchen.
B.
She's working in the kitchen.
C.
The woman's talking to a friend.
D.
She's opening the oven.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your textbook. A.
There's no audience near the stage.
B.
Some people are taking off their hats.
C.
A man in the audience is raising his hand.
D.
The people on stage are wearing hats.
Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your textbook. A.
The girl's walking on the sidewalk.
B.
The girl's sketching on the paper.
C.
The girl's walking on the road.
D.
The girl's drawing on the pavement.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your textbook. A.
Two people are looking at something.
B.
Two people are looking at each other.
C.
One of them is putting on glasses.
D.
A man's raising his hand.
Part 2. Now let us begin with question number one. Number one.
Didn't you book the Mulberry Inn for the meeting last time?
A. Sorry, you can't borrow that book right now. B. No, that was Jessica's job. C. Why don't we meet and talk next week? Number two.
When will the quarterly report be released?
A.
Let's try to finish the report by then.
B.
At the beginning of next month.
C.
Push this button to get it out.
Number three.
The client hasn't contacted you yet, has she?
A.
I haven't had a chance to check email today.
B.
You have many good contacts.
C.
No, I don't want to go there.
Number four.
Why did you order 10 meals for 12 people?
A.
Because we definitely'll have 12 people at the dinner.
B.
Because we have special meals coming from another vendor.
C.
I'll be sure to order them when you think we should do that.
Number five. Would you show Anna how to use this software? A.
I've been using it for the past 2 months.
B.
Sure, I'll give her a tutorial tomorrow.
C.
I think it's the same software that you use.